Good morning, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hey, my name is Michelle Cornrich.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing okay. What can I do for you today?
So my partner and I, we have Arch Top Fiber as our Wi-Fi, and we have cameras, security cameras, three of them, through AT&T. Mm-hmm. And we've been having issues with the cameras, and we just spoke to technical support via AT&T, who said that the issue is that Arctop has blocked one of the ports, which prevents one of our cameras from working. He told me I can give you an error number, and I'm looking. Let's see. Sorry, hold on. Sorry, he sent me this whole document, but it doesn't even say it. He said it's the error is with the one device. If the port is blocked for especially the U.
Okay. What is your service address, please?
Sure. It's 57 Marys, Marys, Ave.
Ave.
Kingston, New York.
Yep,
12401.
All right, and what's the subscriber name on the account? Do you know?
It's Bevan Rutland.
Perfect. And the email on file?
Bevan.Rutland@hotmail.com.
Perfect.
Okay. Right, he's in the other room. He's just in,
no. That's fine. I'm not worried about that.
Air kitchen.
No, take a look and see what's going on here. So we have one of the ADT cameras that are just not connecting, or is it connecting and disconnecting?
No, one of them isn't connecting, or like it's connecting but having a lot of issues. Like it's not.
Okay, I mean, I'm seeing the blink camera, but that's not an ADT camera.
No, it's not that. Yeah, there's three other cameras. He said it. I'm sorry. I'm reading this whole.
Alarm.com PDF. Home security.
Yep.
Okay. I think I might know what might be the issue. Let's see.
Yeah, he says some port. There's a port block. Communication issues. Port block. Potential firewall on network. He told me he's here we go. Wait, hold on. Open WRT. I wish this was just easier to read, but he gave me the name of one. That is the issue. Huh. UDP 53.
Okay.
Stream video recorder. And it says unable to connect.
Yeah, I don't even see that on the Wi-Fi.
He gave me a whole list of port connectivity. It says all these random things. TCP 21, encrypted video upload to alarm.com, TCP port, TCP 80, video analysis, sorry, oh my gosh.
So
and then there's a whole list, and then there's one that says, yeah.
Here's what I'm going to suggest. Since there's a lot to type out or, you know, to explain, can you copy that all and go into the archtopfiber.com account. Let me just make sure that you've actually been able to get on. It's still pending registration. Okay, so here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
I am going to have you log into the Archtop Fiber account. You're going to use the email address that's on file as the username. I am going to set you a temporary password.
Okay.
Because it seems that nobody's ever logged in.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever made one.
Well, he doesn't have to make one because it's automatically created for him. He was supposed to receive an email with a link, and that link expired 24 hours after he received it. So we're going to create a temporary password for you, and I have that set for you. So whenever you're ready, let me know.
Yep, I'm ready.
So it's capital T, lowercase E-M-P. So E-M-P? The shortened version. Yeah, P as in Patrick. So it's like temporary but shortened.
Okay.
And then it's the numbers 2024 with an exclamation point at the end.
Okay. That's it?
Yep, that's it. That's going to be the password, and you're going to use the email as the login. So when you go to archtopfiber.com, you're going to type in the email address and that password. And then once you log in, you are going to go to on the dashboard. On the bottom of the page, you'll see Quick Ticket on the right-hand side.
Yep.
It's under Quick Pay and Quick Ticket. You'll click on Quick Ticket.
Yep.
And then at that point, you'll be able to submit a ticket yourself and copy and paste everything that the ADT person stated. I'm assuming you have it through text, right?
No. It's
or through email? Oh, okay. Yeah. You should still be able to copy and paste everything in the PDF, though.
Okay. Authorization code. Sorry, hold on. Let's go back to this. Email. Oh, I'm on my phone. That's why. Sorry, hold on.
Also, if you turn your phone sideways while on the webpage, it'll show you everything.
Okay, got it. Sorry, hold on.
So make sure your screen what's it called?
740. All right. What's my issue? My issue is
device not connecting.
Device not connecting.
Mm-hmm. If it gives you that option. Or find the closest one to it.
Email issues, fiber impaired broad, anyone coming. Oh my God, these are very specific.
Yeah, a lot of them are very specific.
Should I say website connectivity issues?
No.
That's the only other possible option.
See, internet connectivity issues.
It says that's not an option.
Okay, so what are the options? Because I don't always get to see those.
Connect with C3. Damaged outside EQMT, email connectivity issues, email issues, fiber cut, impaired broadband intermittent connect, impaired broadband speed slowness, informational / FCR, OOS all services, OOS broadband, OOS voice, residential install internet only. Oh my God. Residential move internet only.
Here, hold on. It sounds like you have the exact same drop down that I have. So give me a second. I will tell you exactly which one to do.
Oh my God.
No worries. Okay. So let's see. Do you see Internet Connect? It would be right above OOS All Services.
It says, for me, informational / FCR.
So you're missing that one off that drop down. Okay. Then I would do Web Connection Issues.
Okay. All right. And then in the comments is what I'm copying and pasting?
Yes. First put in the comments that your camera is having difficulty connecting.
Okay.
And that the ADT representative gave you this information.
Okay.
And then just copy and paste the whole thing.
Okay.
Or at least the technical part where it tells you which port needs to be unblocked and firewalls and all that.
Okay. Yep. Alright.
Now, in the meantime, I'm going to see if... How far away is the Alarm.com home security from room 2? Do you know?
I don't, 20 feet.
How far away is it from room 1?
Farther away than that.
Okay.
Yeah.
The reason I ask is because I'm trying to figure out where... So it's trying to connect to room 1. That's the issue. So I'm going to steer it over to room 2 since it's closer to room 2.
Okay.
We're going to steer that and we're going to disable the cloud steering and then I'm going to re-optimize. Okay?
Yep. Do I need to put, sorry, I'm copying and pasting this right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's so finicky. I need to put like context to this or I can just.
If you can like, put as much context as possible, definitely do.
Okay. Got it. I didn't know if like you were getting this directly or with someone else.
Well, I would be able to see it immediately and I can add to it while we're on the call. Once you submit it.
Yep.
Because that way it will, and I'll be able to assign it to a proper person. And then you might not hear back until tomorrow, just so that you're aware. But
yep.
I just wanted to make you aware so that way it's easier to do this so that we have all that information that they provided to you since it's very technical.
Okay.
You know.
Okay. Yeah, it is super technical. Like, I understand most of it, but, you know, it's like, when he's telling me the specific names of this port and this firewall, I'm like, dude.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So one camera has a port that is. Sorry, let me fill Bevan in really quickly. Yeah, I was planning on it. Sure, absolutely. According to ADT, one camera has a port that is the block. Here is the list of, I don't even know what devices supplied from ADT that shows the one port that's being blocked. Okay. Let me paste that. Okay, great. I just want to make sure that the one that is not connecting says it. What did I say? UDP from the open purple fiber unable to connect. Okay. I'm going to like separate it so that it's. Okay. All right. I just hit save. I think it has been successfully submitted. Woo!
Okay. No worries. It should pop up momentarily for me.
Oh, my God.
All right. I got it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's see. 3 security cameras connected to the Wi-Fi. According to ADT, one camera has a port that is being blocked. Okay,
yep.
So... Awesome. Okay, yeah, I see how technical they got with you.
Yeah, I know. And that was the last page of the entire PDF.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have the iHub, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. We have like one device listed on your network that's alarm.com.
Interesting. Yeah, I have three cameras with them.
Yeah. It could be that it's oh wait, no, I found the other two. And they're all showing connected. One's on room two. And the other one's on room two as well. How far away? Okay, so are all three cameras closest to room two?
It's weird. So I think room one is our office and room two is our living room. You said all three closest to room two?
Yeah, are they all closest to room two or room one? Room one is where the main router is. It would be the one that's connected to the modem. So wherever your modem is, that is where room one is.
Let me ask, Bevan, give me 1 second.
Okay, yeah, no worries.
Hold on. I'm going to put you down for a second. So we have two cameras that are closest to room two or room one, and then one camera that is closest to room two.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't need this anymore because I sent the file to myself.
All right, let me see which one is connected to room two. We're going to keep that to off. And then the other one is this one. And we're going to disable the cloud steering. One is 5GU, the other one's 5GL. That's interesting. Two are 5GL, and then one is 5GU. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and fill in the notes. Two cameras are closest to room one.
Okay.
You said two cameras are closest to room one, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And one closest to room two.
Actually, no. No, no.
Is it reversed?
The other way around.
Okay.
Two are closest to room two. I'm standing in my house now. Two are closest to room two, and then one is closest to room one.
Okay. Do we know which one is the one having the issues? Is it the one that's closest to room one or two?
The one that is closest to room two.
So one of the two cameras that are closest to room two.
Yeah. Sorry, I wish I might actually be able to find out their name. If that helps, I don't know if that can help.
Not really, because it just tells us alarm.com.
Got it. Yeah.
Unless you have the MAC address, then that would be better.
I definitely don't think I do have that. I mean, I could maybe find out. Manage devices. Let's see if I can possibly figure it out. Backyard cam. Device settings. Oh, I do, actually.
Okay.
So,
my question is, does it end in 60 or?
No, it ends
14.
In 14.
Got it.
Yes, it all says right. The Wi-Fi perfect. Connection is poor for that one. Oh, they all kind of say poor, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Is that the one that's being blocked from the internet, though? Is that the one that's having difficulty connecting?
Yeah, the one ending in 14 is the one that is having the issue.
But the other two seem to be okay, though, right?
So then it's interesting because that's the one he focused on, but, like, from what we're seeing, the other one that is the issue is the one ending in C4.
C4? Got it.
Yeah.
That's one that's connected to room one.
Yeah. Sorry, this feels so, like, intricate and complicated.
All right, so what's going on with the one ending in C4?
That one is, like, the connectivity is sometimes poor. Like, sometimes we'll log in and it says, like, bad connection. And then also I find that it's also not recording footage.
Okay. So the one ending in C4 showing connectivity is poor, not recording footage.
And same with
the one ending in 14 is the one having issues
that one, I guess, has
connecting at all.
Yeah. And that's the one he flagged that has the port being blocked. Because we had, like, run a diagnostic test together.
Okay. And then the other one I see is decent. I mean, by decent, I mean decent. The one ending in 60 actually has not that bad of a connection.
Yeah, that one is pretty fair. That one's closest. That one's definitely the closest to a router. So that
to the extender,
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Sorry, my language is not going to be...
No, you're perfectly
you know
fine.
I mean. It's the consumer language.
No worries. Yeah, okay, so... Yeah, because I'm looking at the topology, too. So I'm just trying to take a look as to what the quality is here.
Bless you.
Bless you. I heard that.
Gotta bless the dogs, though.
Yes. I mean, my dog sneezes all the time, so obviously I would tell him, bless you. I tell him, oh, my goodness, God bless you. Like, I talk all baby-like when it comes to them. I've got four dogs, two of which are puppies.
Oh, no way. Wow, you have more dogs than me. I have three dogs.
I used to have two. Well, I had three. Two of them passed away the same year. I was very, very heartbroken. Then I had one brought back in. The other one out of the original three is close to it because he's 13. He's a Basset. So he's the same age as my daughter. So he's definitely having trouble containing himself, so to speak.
Yeah.
So I know he's nearing that bridge. He's also going deaf, and then I think he's starting to go a little blind because he'll kind of like notice things a little late. So he's getting up there in age, poor guy.
Yeah, 13 is a good life.
Oh yeah, he's had 13 years of, you know, pure love. He'll be 14, I think, in spring. I don't even know exactly when he was born, but.
Oh, yeah.
I do know that when I got him in 2019, he was 9 years old, so.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yeah, he was my ex-roommate's dog, and when my ex-roommate moved back in with his family, the other dog that they had, that they were litter mates, they got into a fight, and so my ex-roommate's dad was like, you gotta get rid of him. So I took him back in, and I was like, I was more than happy to take him in. I didn't mind at all. So.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, yeah. And he's not much of a cuddler, so when he does come up and wants cuddles, you know, it's...
Yeah.
So...
See, mine, we have three. My boyfriend had a dog, and then I had two dogs, and when we met, it was like, all right, you know, one big happy family. They're all cuddly. They're all need attention 24/7. They all need to know what's going on right now. Like, one has her head on my chest listening to the conversation because she has to know what's happening.
Yeah, and then I've got a very hyper and overly energetic American bully whom, he does not like to be quiet at all. He's never quiet.
That is so funny. When I was growing up, I was a kid, and my neighbor had a bully, and he was so naughty. He would escape their house, their yard all the time, come in our yard. He'd try to, like, come into our garage, play with us. He was just one big loaf of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And then, so it's funny because, you know, the one that passed away was a double XL American bully. He was my service dog. And it was very frustrating because of the fact that, you know, he was the quietest one I've ever had. He was the quietest dog. He was the most mellow. He was also... like the laziest dog ever.
That's my golden retriever. He is so lazy.
Yeah, and all he did was just like lay at my feet every day, and that's all he would do. And then he'd cuddle like a human in bed, so it was great. He was my weighted blanket.
Sorry,
he was gone way too early. No, you're fine. So he was my everything, and when I lost him, he was 2-3 weeks away from turning 3 years old. So he ended up with bloat, which is when the stomach twists or there's a blockage.
Yep. Oh my gosh.
He didn't even really act any different.
So that is something that has always scared me because I have two large breeds with that big chest, and I give them like the slow feeder so that they don't eat too fast. But I know I've known of a couple of dogs who have had that, and even with their parents bringing them to the ER right away, there's nothing.
They still,
done. So terrible.
Yeah, he was gone within a matter of hours. Like, we didn't even know.
So
like,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, horrible.
So that was rough. But now I've got two puppies. I got pestered by a good friend of mine who's in South Carolina to come down and pick up this puppy. And he ended up giving that one to his coworker because his coworker would not be quiet and kept pestering him and pestering him and pestering him. So he ended up giving the beautiful little Sophie to his coworker. And then there were still two puppies left. So I only wanted one. My friend wanted to come down with and pick out a puppy too. And then he moved in with his girlfriend. And then so I ended up with, you know, four dogs. So now the puppies are like 5 months old, about 5.5 months old, and
Wow. Hey, that's great though. Maybe it was meant to happen that way.
Oh, who knows, maybe, but it's definitely they're worse than toddlers.
Yeah. I don't know. I work with 6 year olds every day. I'm a teacher, so sometimes I don't know what's better, what's worse.
Oh no! The amount of cleaning I have to do after the puppies is beyond any of my three kids have ever done.
That's rough. See, I had good puppies. My dogs' puppies were little angels, honestly.
Yeah, they even got to my shoes. I mean, my American bully that passed away had gotten to literally every pair of Jordans that I had. And those are not cheap. Not to mention my heels. Oh my God. It's so hard for me to find heels. Forget about it. He destroyed every last pair of my heels.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's
That was like the one that I had never had a dog that went after shoes until Thor. And then Thor passed away. And then the others were fine with the whole shoe thing. And then I got the puppies, and the puppies are going after shoes now too. So, I have to lock away my shoes. And my daughter likes to leave her shoes around. So, of course.
Yeah, I locked those things up.
Yeah. So it's fun because they keep you on your toes, but the amount of cleaning is just, I mean, the potty training has been a bit difficult with two of them. If they were one-on-one, then it'd be a lot easier. No.
Yeah. No, I get it.
Okay, so I've got it down that the other one seems to be having okay-ish connectivity and not being blocked. Was there anything else that the cameras are experiencing other than...
No, that's it.
Okay. All right, because I'm going to copy that MAC address and put down that that one's the okay one.
Yep.
And that's the one ending in 60. If I could find it again. There it is. Okay. So I have added that. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put it in with one of our techs that would actually have the capability of taking care of that. And that way they can take a deeper look and escalate if necessary. I don't think it'll need to be escalated, but, you know, at least they'll be able to take a better look.
Yeah.
And I should probably, not that. I just wanted to open this one. Should say sent, not stated. Sent. Okay. Yeah, because at that point, the information that you know you received, that's definitely very, very technical.
Yeah, it is. I mean, that was only one page of the entire PDF, but that was the only page that really mattered.
Was the information that mattered most. Okay. That way they're aware. Okay. So I've got that sent in and that is all saved up. Okay. So we're definitely going to go ahead and get that taken a look at. Okay. So you should definitely hear back as long as, you know, the number on the account is correct. That's all that matters. Was there a different number that you wanted us to call when it comes to?
No, you can call Bevan. One of us will be around to answer.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure, just in case it was more of like you're the more technical one or he's the more technical one. So.
Oh, he's definitely the more technical one, but hey, I hold my own.
I get that and I respect that.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. So that's everything that we can do, at least for now. I did move. Okay. I did select so that they wouldn't get moved around between the two extenders or between the main router and the extender.
Yeah.
So I disabled the cloud steering for now.
Okay.
Hopefully, once we unblock that port, you shouldn't have any issues. Okay. Is that, or they'll take a look and see what is really the big issue with regards to it.
Okay.
And yeah, rectify it from there, okay? And they'll stay in contact. All
right. Perfect. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome. Was there anything else that I could help with today?
No, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
Wish you and your dogs and your family happy holidays.
You as well. Thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a fantastic holiday season.
Thanks. You too.
Thanks. Bye. Bye-bye.